Last year, Montana voters safeguarded the right to abortion in the state's constitution, but they also elected two new justices to the state's high court who could have the final word. According to reporting from KFF Health News, of the 10 states where abortion rights were on the November ballot, voters in seven expanded them. But state Supreme Court races were supercharged on the topic. In Montana, one new justice ran as a judicial conservative. Martha Fuller of Planned Parenthood Advocates of Montana says, "We don't yet know how the other will interpret the constitutional change.
We're still waiting to see, once that language is incorporated into the Montana Constitution, how the courts interpret that. It's pretty clear cut, but there will be suits that seek to get clarification on it."
At least eight cases are pending in Montana courts challenging state laws to restrict abortion access, any of which could end up at the state Supreme Court. Eight bills regarding abortion have been introduced this legislative session. In many states, including Montana, judicial elections are nonpartisan, but political parties and groups lobby for candidates. Republican lawmakers have proposed dozens of bills to reshape judicial power, including Senate Bill 42, which passed the Senate Judiciary Committee earlier this month and would make judicial elections partisan. Justice Jim Nelson retired in 2012 after sitting on the Montana Supreme Court for two decades.
"If the court is stacked with judges committed to a partisan philosophy, you're going in with cards stacked against you. And Montana voters don't want that. They've never wanted that."
Nonpartisan elections tend to buck broader electoral trends, as in Michigan, where voters elected two judicial candidates backed by Democrats, even though President Donald Trump won the state and Republicans took control of the state House. This story was produced with original reporting from Katherine Houghton and Bram Sable-Smith for KFF Health News. I'm Kathleen Shannon with Big Sky Connection. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.